Except for all the soldiers in fatigues delivering crisp yes ma'ams and no ma'ams in her vicinity, you wouldn't guess that the 57-year-old woman in jeans and a blue cardigan sweater was a two-star general. The U.S. has been deploying troops to conflicts overseas for most all of the second half of Laurie Hummel's career in the Army. She says that the Army, the National Guard, and the Reserves all missed their recruiting goals this year. And she gets it.
I understand. I'm a parent. I understand that there are concerns from the perspective of deployments. But I would also say that this is what makes our young people stronger and more resilient and more adept to face those challenges that we all have through our years.
While elements of the National Guard have been deployed to combat zones, Hummel says that the organization's role as America's hometown guardian hasn't diminished. She says serving within U.S. borders remains a huge part of being in the Guard.
Within the last year, we have sent Army Guard and Air Guard personnel to Texas, to Louisiana, to Florida, to Puerto Rico, to Virgin Islands, to North Carolina, and to South Carolina in order to assist with search and rescue and other types of hurricane recovery. And everybody comes back with a sense of satisfaction and a smile on their face because they helped a neighbor, whether that neighbor was across the street or across the continent.
According to Hummel, no other military branch has seen the dip in recruitment that the Army and Guard have this year. Traveling to Sitka with Hummel was Verdi Bowen, the director of the State Office of Veterans Affairs. Bowen said that he's starting to see two generations of veterans, parents and children, come through his office who have served in the same conflict.
And I understand being weary. Most of the time it's because of the number of deployments that our troops are facing that they're starting to wear down just a little bit. But I don't think that negates anything that our Guard has to offer. I believe that the National Guard is probably the best thing on the block for the Alaskan kids, especially an Alaskan kid myself. It will provide them skill sets that they've never seen or could have access to.
Bowen says his job is to connect veterans with benefits before, during, and after their service. His office also oversees a group of volunteers who serve as tribal veterans representatives. In Sitka, that role is filled by George Bennett Sr., whom Bowen knows as a brother.
I'm a member of George's tribe. I'm a Raven. My name is Adesaisha, and it's sort of fortuitous because it means guardian father, so that's what I do in my job.
Veterans issues and recruitment, both into the Alaska National Guard and into the State Defense Force, are at the core of the State Department of Military and Veterans Affairs Rural Engagement Initiative, along with a renewed commitment to Southeast Alaska. Major General Hummel used her Sitka visit to announce that she's placing a full-time recruiter in Sitka who will join two already in Juneau. She's also maintaining armories in Sitka, Ketchikan, Juneau, and Klawak. But Hummel added that restoring the robustness of the Alaska National Guard would not happen by itself.
We need everybody's help. We need veterans to talk about their experiences and to mentor young people and help keep them on the right path. We need influencers like parents and teachers to talk about community service and how important it is to have a sense of being bigger than oneself. And we need our young people to have an open mind, come and talk to the recruiter, make their own decision as to whether service in the military might be something that is right for them.
And if a student decides that the military is the right choice, the Major General in the blue cardigan has three words of advice: stay fit, stay out of trouble, and graduate from high school. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.